We're here on KSOM, and we're talking a little football right here in the middle of winter, whereas Harlan's one of their big players, their leading receivers this past year. Joseph Rice has recently announced that he is going to be playing football at South Dakota State. He's going to become a Jackrabbit, and he joins us here on KSOM. So congratulations, Joseph. How's it feel to make this decision on what the next part of your life is going to be all about?
Oh, it feels great. Having lots of decisions and or just between the three schools I was in between was Northern Iowa, South Dakota, and South Dakota State. And it feels really good to get off my chest, knowing where I'm going to be in the fall and the next 4 to 5 years. So I'm pretty pumped and I'm excited. So
what separated South Dakota State from the other two schools?
South Dakota State, they're really rich in tradition. They've won it in 2022 and 2023. They won back-to-back. And really just their culture in the past however many years has been elite. And playing at a high level like that is really stood out to me. And they have a really good ag business program. They have a good agricultural school up there. And that's something I'm looking into majoring in, something the ag side of thing is. And It just felt like the right place. I had that gut feeling leaving it on the last weekend I was there, and I had that gut feeling and just felt like I could see myself there the next 4 to 5 years. So,
yeah. So when you went up to Brookings, I mean, what did you see from the campus, the football program? I mean, how was that visit like? And like you said, it obviously felt like a little bit like home.
Yeah. So Brookings, it feels like back home here in Iowa, but great people. I feel like I can get around pretty well. Brookings is a nice town and the campus is walking distance and it's beautiful. So something I'm pumped to be a part of, and very nice facilities for football and everything else. We actually, when I went up there, we watched a wrestling meet too. So It's kind of a cool atmosphere there. They have a nice basketball court / like wrestling deal. So awesome.
What were the coaches like? Head coach Dan Jackson, assistants that you talked to?
Yeah, so Dan Jackson, he's actually been around the program for a while. He played there for a few years, and his coaching journey got back there too. I think he's a GA to start with, but then he worked his way up to like a receivers coach and then to a coordinator spot. But He's a great guy. He's actually from Omaha, Nebraska. I don't know if I said that yet, but he's familiar with Harlan and the area, and he's great to get to know, and I'm excited to grow a relationship with him. And position coach, I talked to Coach Benedetto. He'll be the tight ends coach. He's new. He'll be new there too. He's actually he played at South Dakota State. I forgot what from years, but he was a high school coach the past 4 years, and now Coach Jackson actually hired him and to be the tight ends coach, and he's a great guy, and I'm just growing a relationship with him while I was in Brookings, and I'm just pumped to be a part of it. So
well, that kind of answers my next question. I was going to ask, you know, what did they recruit you at, because you played really well on defense in addition to the tight end spot, but was that important to you to play tight end at college, at the college level?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Yeah, I enjoyed playing both sides of the ball heavily, but they saw more success in the offensive side of the ball, and personally, that's where I see myself excelling in, is the tight end position, and I feel like I can move around pretty well and be able to block in space. So,
yeah, how do you feel like you've improved as a tight end, and what areas do you need to work on, do you think, to keep improving to take it to the next level?
Yeah. I think I can, I'm really good at reading the ball, and I'm able to track the ball in the air. And I'm able to get physical when I block, but, something I'll need to work on is, like everything else when you're coming in is, just getting faster. And then, obviously getting stronger. That freshman year is a very developing year anywhere you go for college, and just growing into my body and just eating the right foods, getting the right nutrition, and really just lifting weights constantly. So that's where it's just the developmental stage next year, or this coming fall and summer. So
How did you feel overall about the recruiting process?
It was good. It was kind of slow. So I actually have an older brother that plays at Northern Iowa. My brother Franz, he's a year older than me, but it was a tough decision. I had like Wayne State, they offered me in November, I think, but then you and I offered me in middle December. So then I was like, all right, I can probably see myself going there, but then I just kept my options available because I still don't know, like with all the schools and stuff. And then South Dakota reached out to me mid-January and they offered me, and then South Dakota State, they had their whole coaching change. And then Coach Jackson called me and I just connected with him and he told me like he wanted me to go up there and check it out. And I've already kind of known about South Dakota State. I was recruited there too, like over my junior year and stuff. And I took a visit there and I enjoyed it, but South Dakota State, like I said, just felt like home. I had that gut feeling and just felt like the right place for me to be.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, what can you say about just the chance to compete for a national title? That's just, I mean, they're in the thick of it, whether they win it or not, they're in the thick of it each and every year. That's got to be exciting for you.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They kind of struggled this year with injuries. They said they finished 12-3 this year, but like I said, and they went back to back the last couple of years, and they're only growing as a program. And I can just see myself excelling there with great coaches and great people, like I said, and really just the developmental stage. Like when I'm there, I mean, they have facilities and coaches that can prepare me to grow my body and just to be a better player and person. So
what does it mean for you to be part of the culture at Harlan, and how much did that really help you, do you think, with the reputation of that school in the recruiting process?
Yeah, Harlan has helped tremendously. I mean, just being at a program like Harlan, like top notch, I was lucky to be a part of 2 state championships, freshman and sophomore year. I mean, I didn't play much. I actually didn't play at all my freshman year, but I was still on the team. I was stood up on the sideline, but it's a great experience. And when you're around elite coaches like our head coach Blatt, Coach Cohorse, Coach Murtaugh, Coach Brummer, and Coach Carney, Coach Hastert, all very good coaches, and they prepare us weekly over the summer, get into the weight room, and just getting ready for the season. And really, just tradition with people and connections. That's the biggest thing I can relate to when talking about South Dakota State and Harlan. Just our cultures can like go way back, and we like to win. Put it that way.
Yeah, you like to win, and often do. That's certainly a great tradition, and it continues to grow. What are some of the memories that you're going to take in the past 4 years from playing football at Harlan? Were there any games, any moments that stand out the most?
Yeah, great question. I'd say I probably have a couple, but sophomore year, I mean, I didn't really play much, but that Mount Vernon game, we were down 23-7, and we came back with like 2 2-point conversions, and we came back, tied it, and whatever, went on to win it, and that was nice. But I'd say senior year when we upset Nevada. I think they're like number 5 this year, and they came to our place, and we knew we had to win out in order to make it to the playoffs. And you know, we're not expected to win, and we started out the game hot, and we just kind of punched them in the mouth right away, and we won, I think, 24-21, and that was just a huge win for us because we knew that we, like I said, we had to win out to make it to the playoffs. So,
yeah, that was awesome, and again, to get back into the postseason, anything can always happen once you get in. Unfortunately, just weren't able to go far, ran into a tough Algona team. But you still have some school left, the basketball team, you've kind of hit a tough stretch, but you get a chance to play at the Wells Fargo Arena here on Tuesday against Atlantic. And then after that, what do you still, looking forward to here the rest of your high school career?
Yeah, no, I want to go with the bang. I mean, we have Atlantic, Trainer. We have a few more games left, and then postseason hits. And then, you know, we want to make it a good run, last good run for Coach Osborne. I mean, he's done so much for us and our program, and it just sucks that we've been losing some games, and as it's his last year, but we want to make sure we do them good and win these last few games as much as we can, or give it all we got. So, and then for the spring, I'm pretty pumped for track. My goal is I need to get into throwing the discus, and I want to try to make it a state. So
awesome. Well, still some memories to be made as a Cyclone here, but Joseph, congratulations on making the decision to go to South Dakota State, and I'm sure you'll see much success playing football up there. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of the basketball season. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, Joseph Rice, senior at Harlan, is going to be playing football for the Jackrabbits. He joins us here on KSOM.